Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Making it a good day, that's the idea. One of the many ideas, actually, that Jay Kirshner and I will celebrate during the course of the next number of hours. You can pick an hour, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Help yourself to the entanglement here on March the 24th. It's Friday. There are a lot of things that are going on toward the end of the week. I noticed that number 7 on the countdown this week is the U.S. versus TikTok. Did you see any of that, any of the focus, the hearings in Washington on Chinese ownership of TikTok and what was going on? Did you see any of that, Jay?
Extremely briefly, it was on one of the TVs in the House, and anytime I come into that room, I catch a couple things. But right. I can't remember who it was, questioning or commenting, kept reminding that it is against the law to lie under oath and all of this stuff. Right. And I was just like, ooh.
It was one lie after another, after another, after another, after another. Guys should be in jail.
I still maintain this is an issue. This is a legitimate issue. This is an issue of security. However, my question is, why is the only issue with TikTok when the matter of security is an issue? This technology is also on other platforms, not just TikTok. Yep. But nobody is questioning it. Nobody's trying to ban the other things. Nobody's trying to get rid of this technology across the board.
What would you
say? Only be against TikTok.
Would you give us an example of the other ones that you think are run as TikTok is? Because you're right. The focus has been
TikTok, this technology CEO. This technology is used by Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram. It is used by Google, which is one of the number one search browsers.
Yeah, okay. But is that stuff being used? Are we suggesting that Zuckerberg is tied to the Chinese government and that the stuff
that
they're
gathering off of? No, it's just the fact that our data is being taken. We are being spied upon.
Well, there are two issues. You're right. Being spied upon by all those guys is a matter of fact, a matter of course, something that we've allowed ourselves it's just something that has happened, and nobody's gotten in the way of it because these guys are very rich, they're very powerful, they're very influential, and they pretty much get away with whatever they want to. Look at the slap on the wrist that Zuckerberg gets whenever he goes off course. Come on. You know, it's that kind of stuff. We have become way too dependent on all of this stuff. And sometimes it's for entertainment, sometimes for news. It's connection to our friends and neighbors and our loved ones. But it's, come on, it's over the top. It's beyond comprehension how much people, depending on their age, are dependent on this stuff. It's over the top, way over the top. All right, so anyway. So one of the two arguments that we presented here with regard to Zuckerberg and with regard to them doing what they do, yes. And should it be? No. So why isn't something being done about this? The Chinese are an easy target right now, have been for a long time, depending on who you are and what your philosophy is. But you look at the whole business of what came out a couple of weeks ago about Wuhan, and finally somebody acknowledging or fessing up or pushing the theory that the Chinese government was responsible for the virus and for it being released. And okay, so now we've gotten to the bottom of that 4 years later. How much are we going to wait for another 4 years?
Into the purpose, because it definitely seems like it was supposed to be done. It was supposed to be used for something else, and then the leak happened, which ruined plans.
You mean, what was the virus
supposed to? Was that virus supposed to go somewhere specifically, not just run, you know, be let loose in China?
It was taken by courier on a plane from Beijing to Milan, Italy, with the ultimate destination, Tehran, Iran. That's where it was supposed to be let out. There are all kinds of fingers that point to that. And one of the reasons the Italians had such had such a tough time with it is because the courier and the container were not secure, and so the stuff got out when he was in Milan, was basically changing planes. And that's, you know, you look around at what went through not only Italy, but through that part, southern Europe, and then ultimately everywhere in Europe, and then ultimately everywhere, because it's so easy to get on a plane and go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff is so contagious, as we all know.
People were already traveling thinking they had severe flu symptoms.
Yeah.
I'm sure, I know a bunch of people, I'm sure you did too, who were sick in December, end of November, December 2019, before all of this happened, just saying like, oh, I have the worst flu bug I've ever had. And this was also during a time where you were still encouraged to go to work, no matter what kind of illness you had. The job had to get done. COVID really kind of changed that in the sense of it doesn't matter what you are sick with, you might be contagious with something and don't infect the rest of the office. We'll figure out your job. It did, in a good way, it did kind of change that mentality.
Yeah, well, yeah, it did. All right, so the situation in Denver that we talked about yesterday and have talked about over the last, what, couple of weeks when those two faculty members were shot and wounded by the student. The school board last night voted unanimously to temporarily suspend its two-year-old ban on armed guards and police officers in its schools because of the situation that happened earlier this week. The district superintendent recommended that the armed police officers who were at the high school during school hours have some sort of armament, guns, etc., saying he was willing to accept the consequences of his actions. Anyway, there are two students who are in the intensive care unit because of this violence. And maybe the school board, I think it was the superintendent's idea to take their armaments away from them. And then after the shooting, they said, okay, well, maybe we better give the guns back to them. And so does that fix the problem? That doesn't fix the problem of this kid it's a Band-Aid, isn't it? When you get right down to brass tacks, it's just a Band-Aid. Maybe it's a good idea for these armed guards to be there, but then the statement it makes about where we are now, another statement about the realities of the world. You know, you go away from TikTok and you go to stuff like this. Things that have been happening since Columbine, which was, what, in the late 70s, if I'm not mistaken?
No, Columbine was the, it was the late 90s or the early aughts.
Was
it? Columbine happened, yeah.
Oh, man, it seemed longer ago than that. But look what's happened
since then. There was a school shooting that happened in the 70s that was kind of like, not one of the first, but I think one of the first notable ones before Columbine.
Take a deep breath. All right, here's a video of an Amazon delivery driver handing a package off during an active police standoff. Did you see this? The driver pretty much nonchalantly goes into the apartment complex that was surrounded by police and handed a prime delivery to one of the officers manning the scene.
Went to go drop it off and do everything, and he was stopped. SWAT is entirely, has this place encased, and SWAT stops him, and you can see in the video he's talking to somebody, and then he just hands the package over to the officer, takes the picture for proof that it was delivered, and then went about his day. I'm trying to do my job here. So
does that mean he's a dedicated employee? Is he due a raise because of this whole sort of fiasco?
No, I think HR is going to get a hold of this, and there's going to be a meeting for another meeting before there's another meeting.
And then they're
going to have a memo that goes out to the entire staff that says, hey, if you happen upon a SWAT raid, maybe just don't deliver that day and write a note to the people that says, hey, couldn't deliver, SWAT raid.
Mm-hmm.
That should be one of the options that's clicked.
SWAT raid. It's like panty raid, SWAT raid, panty raid, panty raid.
But here's the sad thing. This is kind of the comical situation, but at the same time, the standoff unfortunately ended in someone taking their own life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
the other side of the story. Yeah, right. the other side of the story, the rest of the story, if you will. This weekend, we're going to have a little activity, a little, well, this is actually halfway. The distance at this time of year between the moon and the earth is about, this is where it's at its furthest. In the fall, it's at its closest to the earth. That's why the moon looks so big in the fall, and it's looking like it's further away because it actually is almost 100,000 miles further away because of its orbit. And so between the place where the moon is now and where our planet is now, there's going to be a really large, well, I don't know, it's the size of the Empire State Building. An asteroid is going to pass by our planet this weekend. And it's identified as DZ2. Okay, there you go. That'll help separate it from DZ1. I'm happy to know the difference. This has been something that's been expected. NASA's been watching it. The virtual telescope project has brought this thing into view. It is one of many. And, you know, we keep talking about these things. We know what happened to the Earth 65, 70 million years ago. It hasn't really happened again, but it will at some point in time. It's just a matter of mathematics. It's a matter of logic. And I don't, you know, being a... it makes some people upset when we talk about stuff like this, but the reality is that if you're looking at this observatory through the microscope at La Palma, and you look at this asteroid, which just about a month ago is actually, they didn't see it before it appeared in the telescope a month ago.
Yeah.
So it's 200 some odd feet in diameter. It's moving at a relatively slow speed, which means it's going probably about the same speed as one of those shuttles or something, you know, 17,000, 18,000 miles an hour, instead of some of these things move at 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 miles an hour, depending on the resistance. And the closer it comes to the Earth, the slower it'll go, because the gravitational pull between the moon and the Earth will slow it down. So if you're interested in watching this sort of thing, NASA will have it on its channel over the weekend. And if you got a very powerful telescope, you'll be able to find it. Look out below, I guess, is the byword. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Need weekend plans to get spring ready? Make Lowe's your weekend destination this spring with Weekending at Lowe's. Stop by for free activities and workshops, including our upcoming Raised Garden Bed Workshop. This month, we're celebrating with fun events like Spring Fest Egg Venture, where you can enjoy Easter treats for the whole family. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Comes supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Doing a good job here for you on Friday, the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. The focus on Tom Brady when we get to celebrity news and things that are prompting people to use their social media to go back and forth. The son of Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, that's how we pronounce her name, right? It's Bündchen? Bündchen. Bündchen. Okay. Anyway, their son, Benjamin, is sort of more in the people who are doing celebrity news. I don't think he's being stalked, but he certainly is the focus this week of some attention that's not necessarily good attention. I'll tell you the story right after this.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
So Tom Brady's been going down the yellow brick road for a number of years. Apparently his son is not going down the yellow brick road. All of his children, apparently, though, Jay, are natural athletes.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they...
It doesn't mean they're going to follow in the footsteps of their father. And
right.
Especially with football, his oldest son, whom he shares with Bridget Moynihan, Jack, he is following in his dad's footsteps. He's embarking on his own quarterback career, likes football, wants to go to University of Michigan, which is where Tom Brady went. All of their children love jiu-jitsu and apparently are really good at this, but his daughter likes horseback riding. That's her big sport. And Ben is 13. He likes non-ball sports, and it all started with playing baseball, and it was just there was so much pressure being Tom Brady's son because everybody assumed that, you're going to be good. And if you even make one mess up, then everybody's on you. And there was one particular instance where he was just incredibly bullied and he decided he doesn't like ball sports. He likes surfing and skiing. Mm-hmm. Those sports are up his alley. And that's great. You find what thing you love and you go for it.
What's the excuse? There is none, but I just answered my question before finishing the question. What is the excuse for bullying anybody under the circumstances? Here's a well-known personality, his son, everybody knows who he is, and yet people want to take shots at him. And then you look around and all the bullying that goes on, sometimes in junior high school, mostly in high school.
Oh, yeah. Kids mean.
Why?
Also, I think it stems from jealousy. A lot of times, every bully is somebody else's bully. That's from where they learn it. And we always encourage
people to say that. You mean somebody else has bullied them?
Yes. That's why every bully is somebody else's victim. Every bully has their own bully. And a lot of times we're always saying stand up to bullies, but there's also a fine line where bullying a bully is still bullying and you have to watch out for that. But typically bullies come from a very vulnerable place. There are jealousy issues, and I'm sure there's major jealousy issues. These are Tom Brady's your dad. Giselle's your mom.
I'm kind of rambling around through this story and I got a kick out. This had nothing to do with what's going on with Benjamin. But the way that you spelled effing, EFFING.
That's the quote. That's the quote. Because that's what people say when they're cleaning it up. Blank. They actually say I-N-G. Effing, that actual word. I'll say that when I'm trying to use clean language. But this
Tom
is
Brady
quote.
In the focus here at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppy. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Roughly 20 million Americans are in the path of a widespread heavy rains and flash flood event across the mid-Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley through tonight. The storm stretches from the Rio Grande River in Texas to South Pennsylvania. South of this front will be a severe weather threat from the Southern Plains, the Mid-South, and the Lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley. Out west, chilly temperatures and heavy mountain snowfall will continue into the weekend. TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu testified at a congressional hearing over concerns about user data collection by the popular video sharing app and potential Chinese spying.
ByteDance is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. 60% of the company is owned by global institutional investors. Now, TikTok itself is not available in mainland China. We're headquartered in Los Angeles and in Singapore.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. The award-winning Good Day program on the air at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, working our way through lots of things, as usual. Conversation sometimes gets stuck on a particular issue, and I think maybe I'm stuck today. I admit to oftentimes getting stuck, not necessarily for the whole program, but weaving in and out. Sometimes I might spend, I usually think about my aim here is to have a conversation with you and Jay on each item to last no more than 3 or 4 minutes. But sometimes, yeah, depending on what's going on, how important it is, what our focus we have is on a particular issue. And I think I'm stuck on TikTok, frankly, Jay, as I'm watching during the breaks, the C-SPAN replay of the interview that the TikTok CEO did with the congressional committee. And it's not very... Neither side is convincing. I don't believe this guy's telling the truth. And I don't think some of the questions being asked by people that are on the committee, congressmen and congresswomen, are very... they're not particularly intellectually stirring, although they do get to the bottom line sometimes. And there's some nuance here that's learned by people if they're paying attention. But are folks watching, people my age, maybe your age, are watching the C-SPAN replay, or they watched it when it was on yesterday because it was carried by several of the so-called news networks. But yet what we really are getting out of this, I don't, you know, we know pretty much what's going on. You know this guy's not going to tell you the truth. You know that I suppose the questions that are coming from the members of the panel is not going to be that intelligent. It's not, they aren't bad. And some of it is in the nitty-gritty of how it actually works. But this guy is there to kind of show off his skills, and he's been very well trained. He's very skilled. He's very articulate. He's very intelligent. So,
oh yeah, he got his master's in business at Harvard. He did his
American
undergrad
trained.
At University College London. But here's the thing that I kind of wonder: he's 40. He is a millennial. Is he also a scapegoat because he only took over the CEO position for TikTok in 2021 when all of this had already kind of been questioned?
He didn't develop.
You know what I mean?
He's
pretty much a brand new CEO that was, it almost feels like he was brought in to field a lot of these questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're very smart and they understand how we think. And so here we go. This is something that, again, is pretty disgraceful as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's dig around and find some good news for a few moments. Here's something that I thought was really very, and this is because we focus so much on getting rich quick, okay? Go buy a lottery ticket. We all do. So one of the employees at the Boeing plant bought a winning ticket on a hunch because, as you may remember, I've been fascinated with airplanes, and I love the Boeing company, or have. I think it's badly run at the moment, and they're making a lot of mistakes. But during the era of the heyday, when the jet travel began in the late 50s with the 707, and then the 747 was developed, and it was the queen of the skies until this, 3 months ago, I think they ran the last of the Boeing 747s off the assembly line. So one of the people that's been working at Boeing for a long time, a 36-year employee, had a local, she lives in Auburn, Washington, which is outside Seattle, where the plant is. She noticed at the grocery store that the Powerball jackpot had reached 747 million. Get it? 747, 747 million. So she decided to buy a ticket. Okay, you know where this is going, right?
Yeah.
All right. The jackpot reached $747 million. And this was in the week in which the last Boeing was produced. The last 747 ever to be produced. So if you're a believer in fate, you might think this was meant to be. Lady's name who won is Becky Ball, B-A-L-L. She'd spent her allocation that she gives herself for buying lottery tickets. Noticing, however, the number in the grocery store, she bought the ticket. Now, so far there are no interviews or statements or anything about her, really. She told reporters that she intends to share the money that she's won through her extended family. She had planned to retire anyway this year. She's going to advance that date because she figures, listen. So after taxes, though, she got about half what the whole jackpot was, but still $300-400 million. It's not a bad take. She'll be living comfortably for sure. And the store that sold it had got $50,000. But imagine all those coincidences coming together, Jay, and what happened as a result. Very cool,
mm-hmm.
I think. Very, very cool. Yep.
And how can you not when you have all those sevens that just happen to line up?
Yeah. Right. Hooray for Hollywood. All right, let's see. There's some other people in the news that are worth some attention. A guy named Will Sutherland in the scope here. He wanted to quit his day job. Fellow lives in West Virginia. He's built a beautifully furnished treehouse. And get this. He's put it on Airbnb. A treehouse on
Airbnb. That's kind of smart.
B&B.
That's like, I'm sure a lot of people will want to do this.
Right. What he somehow or other, he's got another one. He put together he got an old school bus he converted into sort of a cabin, and he's got that also. So a treehouse and an old bus. And to get fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you've got a good mind. So he's apparently, it took him 6 months to do this. And he's put it on the market. He's promised this will be a very hospitable place. He's managing it himself. He said, quote, I carried up every piece of wood, every piece of flooring, every bit of roof. The floor and all of this stuff has got to have been heavy. So this was, if you look, did you see pictures of this? He's got a sawmill at his house. That's how he cut up all the wood. He's a very clever fellow, it would seem.
Mm-hmm.
So he
and to find a tree that actually like could handle all of this weight.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he and his wife, Sabrina, pitched it to Airbnb, and they said, yeah, it's okay as long as they had another bathroom in it. There's two bathrooms in this treehouse, right? How about that? Listen, creativity is one of the great things about being in America. And he and his wife did this. So what are they charging? What, $39 a night? Well, I guess doesn't it depend on who decides what to charge? Does Airbnb decide or do the people that own the facility, whether it's an apartment or whether it's a treehouse?
I would kind of think that it would be both. I would think that the person the person renting out the place would have a say in how much it is. And then I don't know if Airbnb has their own fees or any kind of regulations that things have to cost a certain amount or can't cost above a certain amount. I've never been a renter or a rentee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good question.
The rating, they have you have to get out of the treehouse to go down to the outhouse. Yeah, but it looks like it's pretty luxurious. The fact that they don't have running water and flushing toilets in or next to the bedroom, I guess, takes down their rating. But if somebody sees this, I can't imagine that there aren't a lot of people who would love to just try this because it seems like it'd be so much fun. And it would be. Yeah, imagine yourself taking a trip. I'm not a fan of Airbnb. I've never been a fan of Airbnb, and maybe it's because I don't really understand how it works, but I tried it a couple of times, and I just wasn't satisfied with the quality of what I got in the home versus what I got going to a hotel.
I feel like it's really helpful if you're going with a big group of people and you all want to stay in a closer space with each other rather than everybody getting their own hotel room, or perhaps if you are going somewhere for an extended stay.
Mm-hmm.
I could get that.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, to each his own. I like sleeping in a nice, comfortable bed when I travel. On the ground, look out of the window, get dressed, and away we go. Can you tell me what the status... Bindi Irwin, remember she was the daughter of Steve Irwin? She has undergone some surgery. Do you know what the status is of her? She was diagnosed with endometriosis.
Yeah. So this was, she had been dealing with a lot of pain for quite some time, and this was, she finally got a diagnosis of what was going on and was able to undergo a surgery to help alleviate a lot of the pain she had been feeling. And mm-hmm. So she was also sharing her own story, because endometriosis is actually more common than a lot of people think, and it is excruciatingly painful. And I think a lot of people can identify, even if they don't have endometriosis, that a lot of people can identify knowing something is not right with their bodies and having to take that journey with their medical professionals to figure out exactly what is going on. And sometimes it can be very lengthy.
Yep. Okay, we were talking in the last half hour, and you can catch this on gooddayshow.com if you listen. I was actually listening to a repeat of the show, or not the repeat, but the playback of the program that we do every day. We provide that service at gooddayshow.com, so you can actually listen to this program all day, every day. That day's program. And I was listening, and you and I were talking about what, you know, how to make it bigger or easier for people to use. Having said that, so you can go back to the discussion we had about that asteroid that's passing by the Earth this weekend. But with that is some more news from NASA. The James Webb Telescope has found some interesting, rather large swirling clouds on a planet that has a 22-hour day, and the temperature on the planet is 1,500 degrees every day. How about you like to live on that? But it's a very distant, it's not close, it's far, far away. This Webb Telescope is seeing all kinds of things. NASA says that the pictures are so dramatic, and that the cloud is, you know, is it's an object. The first time they've seen something like this. We have, there's a ring and there's clouds around Jupiter and stuff. But the explanation of this is hard to come by. They say the atmosphere is constantly rising, mixing, and moving during the day, which means that hotter material rises up and pushes colder material down. And that's why this is a bright planet, and that's why, I mean, so you can see it. That's why the cloud exists. Apparently, there's carbon dioxide there, so that must mean there's some kind of life, right? And if they're able to see that, but again, think about what we can do technologically in that realm, what we're learning, what we can see, what we know, what we don't know. And it's a gasp and a grasp of reality that is so fascinating. It's great for your mind to imagine all of these things, or to try to keep up with them, I think, anyway. All right, so that's that story. It's 48 after the hour. Lots of stories, as usual, here on Good Day.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Lots of information today on the food, farm, and family connection. You can find our daily reports and audio from the American Family Farmer Show all at the Food, Farm, and Family website, foodfarmandfamily.com. Today, the recall, Jay, is from Impossible Foods. They must be the home of the Impossible Burger. They have Impossible Chicken now, too, right?
Looks oh, like yeah, there's all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're trying to get your plant-based fake meat on, that's kind of supposed to, like, the Impossible Foods is supposed to taste and look as close to the real stuff as possible,
yes.
I believe.
Right.
So,
yes,
yeah, but yeah. Not right now.
Lots of soy. So apparently there are a number of affected things here. The Impossible Wild Nuggets. You can buy these in most supermarkets, much as anything else. I don't know whether you get them at stores. I tried one. I did stop at a Burger King once and try an Impossible Burger just to kind of see. They tasted kind of normal. And then Jennifer got on my case because it's so full of soy, which is not necessarily good for you at all. So you're not. If you don't like meat, that doesn't mean what you're going to get as a replacement is going to be good for you.
Well, exactly. And some people who like are trying to, who are typically meat eaters, because I feel like most people who don't like the taste of meat and have a plant-based diet, they're not going to like this because it's supposed to still taste relatively close to meat. But one thing that a lot of people forget, and things could have been updated, I could be wrong, but most times these are being cooked on the same flat tops or the same grills as the real meat.
Right. So you're gonna have
a lot of times, there's still the real meat juices and all of that that's getting on these things when they're at the fast food places. But yes, you can also get them in the freezer section at grocery stores.
Yeah.
But apparently some wood chips are being found in the nugs.
Great. Yeah, yum. Wood won't hurt you. you can digest it.
You might choke on it if it's big enough. I think exactly. These are actually supposed to be big enough that...
Is that they? Really?
It's a choking hazard.
Okay. There's a new study out that vertical farming could be the solution to growing food on Mars. Just saying. You plan on going to Mars, you can set up a vertical garden. Call Matt Damon, and he'll tell you how to do it, what he did to survive on Mars. You remember that from The Martian, right? Do I have to explain that? I hope I don't have to explain that. The fact that everything in moderation is a byline that a lot of people use, most doctors and nutritionists know that completely depriving yourself of foods you love will, of course, backfire. It would be like me not ever eating ice cream again. No, that's not going to happen. But it'll cause you to eat more of what you say you're wanting to not have. Or certain foods that the gastro world, the doctors who specialize in keeping your gut and digestive tract healthy, the GAPS practitioners like Jack Stockwell, say that this is not the way to go. None of the foods will take years off of your life if you eat them now and then, not every day. Like I've cut back on eating ice cream every day. I haven't had any ice cream for a week. As a matter of fact, now, am I depriving myself of something, and am I going to jump back into it and eat a whole quart of ice cream at some point in time? Let's hope not, anyway. But this happens with protein bars. It happens
with
steaks.
Which a lot of people believe are so healthy. But, yeah, gastrointestinal doctors are like, protein bars aren't as great as you think they are. And if you're trying to get that certain amount of protein, you can do it in a cup of milk, a serving of peanut butter, nuts, pumpkin seeds. You don't need the protein bar.
The fact that steak is not good, meat's not good for you to have, burgers every day, not good.
Yeah, red meat,
All right, hot dogs aren't good.
And, of course, hot dogs processed meats. I think we know that, like bacons, deli meats.
Anything that's deep fried, like you go for a fish fry or you get fried chicken, that maybe is okay for you once in a while, but the filet of fish that you get, you know, in some of the fast food places, yucca bunga. Nope, don't. And certainly drinking soda. We've had a lot of stories this week about soda and what it does for you. Tonic, it's called. Pop, it's called by some people. But you know what I'm talking about. And white bread. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Do not eat white bread. It is horrible for you. It has all the wrong of everything. Wrong ingredients of everything. And speaking of that, there's a study out today that I'm seeing in the Washington Post this morning that bacteria from meat may cause more infections in your the business about E. coli strains that cause 500,000 urinary tract infections every year coming out of meat that is not properly cooked. And how many times have we said that? If you get nothing else from the Food, Farm, and Family Report, you ought to know that meat, no raw meat, no matter what it is, no chicken, no fish, no meat, nothing. Eat cooked through and through, thoroughly cooked. Sushi is horrible for you because of all the things that can be in. I know a lot of you love it, but you're taking a chance because of all the crapola that's in the stuff that they're feeding you. All right, there's a word to the wise. Food, Farm, and Family here on...
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.